Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the host and creator of Bump in the Road. Welcome to this side trip. Side trips are super short podcasts, usually less than 5 minutes, about the off-road excursions we take that often lead to interesting life experiences. I'm old enough, and I've been through enough changes, that I should be pretty adept at changing my routine. Ha! The truth is that I love a set routine that works, and I tend to just stick to it. But the reality is that that doesn't always work. Years ago, after I moved from New Orleans to Pennsylvania, I had a stack of moving boxes full on me. Ever since, I've had on and off again back issues, and now they're on again. They're on again mostly from sitting too much. Life is busy and summer's hot, and I'm not getting the exercise I normally do. The solution is simple. Sit less, do more. But then habit enters the picture. Normally, I wake up at 4:45 a.m., find 5 things to be grateful for, and then meditate for 20 to 30 minutes. Then it's a matcha latte with almond milk, and the day starts with emails, podcasts, pre-interviews, scheduling, marketing, and writing. I'm disciplined. I work a lot. All this requires face time in front of the computer, which is not good for my body. This morning, I decided things would change. I introduced half an hour of yoga, starting slowly with a restorative session, because I seriously need some restoration. And it was magic. My joints creaked and groaned. Then they released and released and released. My back feels better. My whole body feels better. Why did it take me so long to do this? My reticence towards change doesn't really make sense until I realized that self-care had slipped as a priority. I know how important it is to care for yourself. And a stagnant routine cannot respond to the real-world fluctuations in body, mind, and spirit. It occurred to me I'm not being present when I sit snug and secure in an unchanging routine, even if it's a healthy one. So it is that my routine is adapting. When the cool weather comes, there will be more adaptation. I'll go back to my daily 3-mile circuit and hike further on the weekends. But for now, it's more yoga and gym time. This summer, my good and healthy routine turned out to be not so good or healthy. What's your favorite habit that can go from being your best friend to your worst enemy? Is it mental, physical, or spiritual? That's it for this side trip. Catch you again soon.